You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Today, we're just going to share with you the awful weather we've been having. We have had over 3 feet of snow, which, by the way, we never have, and we've had a huge amount of rain. We've also had hail.
And we just had a drought.
And so we've had rain and hail. And this is the one that just amazed me. We've even had a tornado touchdown near us, which, by the way, has never happened. It's never been recorded in this area.
For our county, it's never happened.
It's never happened.
Yeah, we live right outside of Yosemite. So.
Right. And then the other thing is we've just finished our third power outage. Yes, we do have a generator. Thank you very much. And then we had that 1 hour lost to daylight savings time. I want to blame something there's all these changes going on and all this happening. And
the power company got a lot of very, very special words.
Yeah, I didn't do that. Very unusual. But okay. You know, Jason, blaming someone, will it help? And the answer, can you do with all of this need to blame in our lives?
Well, and that's what we're going to talk about today.
All right. So
I hope you're in a dry, safe place and listen to the show right now.
Exactly. So, yes. Thank you, Jason. We are married intuitives with over 20 years of experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. There's a few things around here that need to be restored too because of all of the bad weather.
Yeah.
We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, why is it so important to know who you are and what to blame? And I always want to blame, him.
Yeah.
Is there anything wrong with that?
Not according to you.
Well, and that's what's important. I know we're teasing right now, but the truth is the stress over just the weather alone has been enough, not to mention all the power outages.
We've seen a lot of people around us get angry. And they're, and we see it on social media. We have kind of a local
Everybody does.
Yeah. That people are saying, oh, it's a power company. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's that.
Right.
And when it comes to energy, being specific about what to blame, and so that you can remove it using the ecosystem approach is the way to do it.
It's really important.
It really is.
Yes.
You can't fix a problem you don't really understand. Mm. And when you're blaming this over here and this over here, if it's really not the problem,
you're just
wasting a lot of energy,
your own personal energy.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And we've heard so many people that they're frustrated.
Yeah.
We had our first power outage was almost three days. And again, we had a generator. We were fine, but there's still inconveniences when you don't have electricity and with a generator.
Exactly. So,
and people were getting mad. People were saying, we're getting frustrated. Yeah. Right. And realize, a week before with all the snow, we're not used to snow here. We get like an inch and then it melts the next day or dusting.
Maybe at the most, I think we've had in the last 5 years has been like 3 inches and the dogs love it. They get out there and roll around and do all that kind of thing.
And it might last 24 hours, then it's done. But
3 feet?
People couldn't get out of their house. They couldn't go get supplies.
And people were actually starving. And so are their animals.
Yes.
Of course, the people, figure it out. Eat a wall. Okay. But don't let your animals starve. And so I want to blame I want to blame those who are running the snow plows. I want to blame those that are didn't have enough food in reserve for their animals. I mean, that I know that sounds a little ridiculous. That's the way people have been doing things.
Well, it is. And blaming the wrong thing or the wrong person is the worst thing you can ever do, because you could literally be distracted from overcoming a problem that you've had all your life.
Well, and so you're saying I can't blame you anymore?
Well, I've never said you could blame me. But okay. Here it is. All right. You know, this is going to be a really important show.
Okay.
So why do human beings love to blame, especially today?
Okay.
That's the question.
Yes, I agree.
And actually, that was your question, so you can blame me for that.
Okay. Well, you know, but blaming someone or something else is a kind of a crude way of dealing with what?
Shame.
You know what? Guess what? It doesn't work.
So when you feel bad about yourself, when you feel bad, when there's a form of unworthiness,
yes,
when there's the beliefs about yourself, blaming something else or going after something else,
right,
doesn't solve the problem.
Because it doesn't change the energy.
Right.
Yes, I get that part.
You can say, well, this person did this and this person did that, and that may be accurate.
Okay.
But it doesn't solve the problem. But here's right. the other thing. Okay.
Well,
yeah, go ahead.
What is the attraction to blame, Jason, or, you know, blaming others? What is that? You know, I mean, I see that can really be a problem. In other words, you have to understand the whole thing before you can really fix it.
Well, and today, especially in our political environment, okay. everything it's all about blame.
Yes.
Blaming in the world today is commonplace because we have no other way to remove negative energies. That is a big deal.
Well,
you know, if you don't know how to solve problems at all,
right?
And we don't, because all we do is say, well, think this way, feel this way, programming. Do this, do that. Do this technique, whatever.
Right.
It doesn't remove the energy. And we see as intuitives, and which everyone should be able to see, it's natural to the human being to be able to perceive energy.
Correct.
That when there's negative energy, that's the problem. Well, remove the negative energy first.
Well, exactly. But here's something that I've seen, and it was one of the very first things that I realized as an adult, that I could see things that others could not. And it's when somebody blames somebody for whatever's going on, the only thing that they're actually doing is they're not removing the negative energy. They're not getting rid of the negative energy or changing it. What they're doing is they're taking a piece of that negative energy that person's holding on to, that's blaming someone else, and they're throwing that blame at that other person. And guess what? We've been taught it's our job to take that on.
You know, and if you think about it today, we're spreading, think of negative energy as manure.
Okay. You know,
and we're just spreading it around.
Right.
We're not doing anything with it. It's not even being used for fertilizer.
Exactly.
It's not helpful.
Exactly. Exactly. I'll agree with that one by all means.
Here's one of our points today.
Okay.
The ecosystem approach is extremely powerful because we have a way to remove negative energy.
Yes.
And make a difference in your life. Now, again, the reason the ecosystem approach is so powerful.
Okay.
And people, a lot of times they get this because there's a lot of people out there in the world doing energy work.
That's
and
correct.
Helping you remove negative energy and bad energy.
Okay.
But what's really powerful about the ecosystem approach is our ability to be very, very specific.
Yeah.
When it comes to the negative energy. And the more specific you are, the more power you have
okay.
to remove that negative energy.
Okay.
And that's why the ecosystem approach is so effective in terms of all the other energy work that's going on there, is because that ability, it's almost too simple. It's almost too easy, but it's an extremely effective tool to remove that negative energy, because most people don't think about being as specific as we are sometimes.
Correct.
You know,
well, and you know, you have a story about that. I'm going to let you tell this story.
Well,
this is really worthy.
You know,
it's a really good example.
When clearings can be very specific, they're much more empowering. So
correct.
One of the biggest problems we've had with my mom, we take care of my mom. She's 92. She's going to be 93, I guess, in a week.
Yes, yeah. In a week.
So right. That's another thing. But she's had shingles And this shingles pain has been with her for like 6 months now. Oh my God.
Actually, it's 5 months. 5 months, yeah.
And we've been doing clearing and with very specific clearing statements. So this is what we've seen with the shingles pain. We've seen we understand where the shingles comes from. It's a feeling of unworthiness, a
Correct.
Feeling of shame
Correct.
That she had in childhood. We've been clearing that for her.
Right. And that's been great.
And
don't
we
misunderstand.
And when she struggles, when she cries out at night, which she's done, which has been very disruptive for her and for us,
right.
You know, we see my dad trying to possess her, who's dead. My dad's passed.
Almost 10 years now.
Yes. So he's not in the physical, but he still is trying to possess
her. Very active,
her.
We'll put it
yes,
that way.
Yes, and control her.
Yes.
And we've been clearing that with mild benefit. But the other day, you were helping her because there's a specific place in her body that she has pain and underneath her arm.
Underneath her arm.
And we use this topical lanacane to help with
right.
the pain. But you saw...
It was amazing. I had her lift her arm up and I thought, oh man, this looks really good. And then all of a sudden, it was if the shield... of this looks really good, meaning it's healing really nicely, so to speak. I saw his dad, and it sounded, if I could make it be a sound, it was, ha, 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 ha,
yeah.
ha. I got you, you can't touch me. And I have to tell you, I just wanted to dot him in the eye.
You wanted to blame him, but here's the point, because we're almost out of time.
Okay.
Last night, we started clearing the power that my dad has to cause pain with my mother. Now, that's very specific. That's different than clearing any possession by my dad with
right.
my mother.
Right.
But the power that my dad has to create pain with my mother, and she slept through the night. It was amazing.
And by the way, that's the first time in 5 months.
That's the benefit of being very, very, very specific.
And we're going to keep... Yeah, exactly. And sometimes it takes a while to get there.
Yes.
But, you know what? Let's continue this
in the next segment.
Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Blaming the wrong thing or person distracts you from overcoming the problems that you've had all your life. Blaming someone or something else is a crude way of dealing with shame. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
Blaming in the world today is commonplace because we have no other way to remove negative energy.
Correct.
And the ecosystem approach is extremely powerful because we have a way to remove that negative energy that's highly effective by being specific.
I love it. In the next segment, we're going to talk about the most common blame that causes havoc and devastates more people in the world than anything else. Do you do this? This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Living a life by design. It's the journey back to you and living 365 days of purpose with host Esther Graham. Tune in every second and fourth Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific. Discover that what is possible is already in you. God designed a phenomenal life for you. At Living a Life by Design, Esther helps you ignite the energy behind your personal journey. For more information, visit fddwomen.com.
What are you connected to? Or what are you disconnected from? Tune into The Connected Conversation with Brett Hill on TTRLive.com and learn how to avoid unnecessary suffering and activate your mind-body connection. Step into a life that works for you. Flourish and express our natural creativity and exuberance as you learn how to look deep within and find your natural allies and connect authentically with yourself, others, and the world. To learn more, visit TheConnectedConversation.com.
Damayanti, jewelry, clothing, and homewares, with inspiring Sanskrit messages of strength, love, and divine energy. Power words that shine a light on your soul path. Our jewelry is made in America and shipped directly from us to you. Damayanti, join us as we take our soul journey together. Go to damayanti.store now to find the special Sanskrit mantra that speaks to your soul.
Thank you.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about the most common blame that causes havoc and devastates more people in this world than anything else. Do you do this? First, let's finish with the mom thing.
Yes.
One of the things that we have discovered is that just because someone, I'm going to say, because someone steps to the other side, that's the nice way to say it, doesn't mean that they lose power or control or connections to those that they left behind.
Yes. And we because of Hollywood,
you
know, I think The Exorcist. You know,
oh, okay.
You know, The Exorcist. I mean,
I think a ghost.
Mean, yeah. Well, that possession was really the things were flying around the room.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know,
exactly. Yeah.
And
exactly.
And the priest had he used up all his holy water and he
and
was
he
sweating bullets.
More.
Yeah. You know.
Yes.
I always joke with people. You know, if we were gonna help with someone with a possession, I'd eat a big meal and. You know, I wouldn't be fasting for 3 days or anything.
But that's
not the point. The point is that the biggest blame that there is the blame that you do to yourself.
And by the way, I was trained and I know that there are thousands of people out there that have been trained the same way that I was. I was the scapegoat in my family. I was not liked by my mother. And whenever anything would be wrong, it would be my fault.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way, it would be my fault. So what I learned to do is I learned to blame myself before she could. And I'm talking, I was a young kid learning, figuring out how to do this. But I also learned to stand not within arm's reach of her or my father, because that blame would come out in a way of
physically. They'd slap you or hit you or yeah,
knock me off my feet was one of the biggest things that they did. And they just say, now get up and keep going. The point that I'm getting at is I used that physical blame, so to speak, but I would abuse myself emotionally because of it. And I have to tell you something. I am so grateful to the Ecosystem Approach and what Jason and I have done with this. Because I have learned when I feel that blame coming on to take a breath and say, no, I'm not going to blame me anymore. I need to see what energies are there and remove them.
Yes. So, and let's break that down.
Okay.
When you talk to yourself like that, that's programming.
Yes.
But when you're clearing those negative energies, mm-hmm. those beliefs about that I'm always the problem, that it's always
me. Yes, no matter what.
Yeah.
Even if you know you're right, that kind of thing.
You know, and you know, if there are certain Enneagram types that like to externalize blame, so when they're feeling bad about themselves, mm-hmm. they're going to go around and make everybody else the
correct.
The
and
problem.
By the way, both my parents were those certain Enneagram types. Yes.
Yeah. And there's other types that say, well, you know, those people that are blaming everybody else in their world. And then there's people that are saying, yeah, it's my fault. Yeah, it's my fault.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's my fault. And both of those approaches or ways of blame isn't accurate. It doesn't work. It's not really what's happening.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't really solve any problems. And your parents blaming you, they were trying to solve a problem that they had that was an energy problem, mm-hmm. and they weren't getting to it either.
No.
And they
never did, by the way.
And you can look at that. That happens generations and generations and generations.
That's a major point. That was a major point that I was just going to say, because we learn, we call it lineage, but we learn through the behaviors of our parents what negative energies we've been told are supposed to be our responsibilities, that kind of thing. When the truth is, the expression, a child comes in completely innocent, I'm sorry, a child does not. They carry negative energies in with them, I'm sorry to say.
And that doesn't mean that they're to blame.
Not at all.
You know, so here's the thing. We're going to talk about that right now.
Okay.
We've had so many people who have come to us over the years taking responsibility for their issues and challenges,
mm-hmm.
you know, and People have been programmed to believe that taking personal responsibility for your feelings and actions is the mature thing to do. Yeah. But we have a different perspective. So hold on, fasten your seatbelt for this one. Okay.
Here we go.
So taking personal responsibility for your feelings and behaviors just increases shame and bad feelings about yourself, and it doesn't name the root cause or allow you to really heal.
That's a really good point.
You know,
but using the ecosystem approach does.
Yes, because you're removing those root energies. Mm-hmm. Now we say, and this goes back to the 80%. Now, if you've been listening for a while, you've heard me talk about the 80% all the time.
Right.
And that's when we look at someone's essence or soul, we see that 80% of it has negative energy attached to it. I don't know. I've never seen anybody that really says, okay, I want that. I want that negative energy. You know, I want to feel bad about myself. I want to be dysfunctional in this way. I want to be sick. I want to be evil or hurt people or do bad things in the world.
Correct.
Typically, this stuff is given to them just like your parents by hitting you and saying it's always your fault.
No matter what, it was my fault.
That they were trying to escape their own negative energy, but it wasn't working. It just created negative energy in you.
Yes.
So they did. So a lot of people are going to think, and I can see it in the audience right now.
Okay.
If you don't take responsibility for your behaviors and actions, won't society fall apart?
Well, that's a half truth.
It's a half truth. Exactly.
That's the way I would say that.
We are suggesting that you take responsibility for removing the negative energy in your life, but don't take responsibility for the effects of the negative, dark, evil energy that's attached to you. And that if you could understand that distinction, it's huge.
Well, okay. When we're holding on, we need an example here.
I've got an example.
Okay.
So, you know, we've had people come to us and say, I don't know why I keep choosing the wrong
partner.
Yes.
That's a good one.
You know, I'm doing something wrong. They take responsibility. Right. I'm doing something wrong. You know, why do I keep choosing the wrong guy? He's choosing the wrong female, blah, blah, blah.
Correct.
And that's the wrong question. The question is, what is the energy that I've been programmed with?
Yes.
That makes me do that, have that behavior.
Right. Right. Exactly. And the answer is, and the solution is when you start to see what the energies are. In other words, be specific about what those energies are. Then what you can do is you start removing them, and then you can do what I call a 360 walkabout around yourself, so to speak, and see what is not in your best interest. When you remove those negative energies, the clarity that you have about solutions, who you are, and who you want to be in life, they're right in front of you, but we've been veiled because of that negative energy that keeps us from that knowing when it's sitting right in front of you.
Well, that's also, you know, this idea of taking responsibility for removing that negative energy in yourself includes going to someone like us.
Yes.
And making it our job, our responsibility to remove that negative energy from you. Now, we'll help people, and that's what we do.
Yes, that is.
But often in the time that we've been doing, you know, over 20 years now,
correct,
doing this work, we've had so many people say, I remember a client said one time to me, why'd you let me do that?
Oh, yeah, I.
He was thinking of a therapist or something that we're supposed to control you, program you, so you don't do anything bad. That's not what we do. We help you identify that negative energy so you can remove it for yourself.
Yes.
And that's why we've created the ecosystem approach, not to be the guru that you come to, that you have to come to all the time, but that you create that guru within yourself.
Well, because it's already there.
And human beings are designed to do this.
Yes.
This is not out of the crazy thinking. Here's one of the big things that I want to talk about before we go to the break.
Okay.
You know, we've had so many people couples especially, they're blaming each other. They come to us and my partner is the spawn of Satan, you know, blah blah blah. This is after, it takes a few years to get to that point, but
we've heard it,
and they're pointing the finger at each other,
right?
And when they come and they want to talk about what the other person is doing, that's a tip off for us, they're not taking responsibility for removing that negative energy in themselves.
That's correct.
We understand, a lot of people have been programmed that way. A lot of people say, you have to do it right. This other person has to be programmed correctly.
Yes.
But it doesn't work that way.
Yes.
Here's a good example.
Okay.
Parents grieving the loss of a child.
Oh. It's a tough one.
Oh, that's so hard. And so many marriages fall apart. And the reason they fall apart is because the grief wants to blame, and there's no way to deal with grief. All the support groups in the world does not necessarily remove the negative energy.
It doesn't.
Of the grief. Correct. But the ecosystem approach is a way to deal with the grief, because typically that kind of grief goes to issues that are to that 80% that I just talked about, right? That negative energy that's attached to you.
Yes.
So if you have a great loss, whether it's with a child or anything else, if you go to that, your emotional story,
correct,
we're going to talk about this in the next segment, that's where you have to heal yourself.
Correct.
And you can't delegate this to a professional. You can't delegate this to someone else in your life. You have to do it.
That's exactly right. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Taking personal responsibility for behaviors increases shame and bad feelings about yourself. Taking responsibility for removing the negative energy in your life, not for having the negative energy, but taking responsibility for removing it. And understand the whole world of energies can be very helpful to overcoming difficulties in your life.
Correct.
These are really uncomfortable things. We don't want to talk about ghosts and negative energy. Correct. And entities and things like that. But once you understand energy, you have to be specific and you have to know that. So
in the next segment, we're going to talk about how to deal with blame in our lives, whether we do it to ourselves or it comes from outside of ourselves. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What if you could enter a sacred vortex of love and beauty, infused with the power of the earth and ascended masters?
Join myself, Dr. Georgia Herrera and Dr. Sharon Martin, in the Sacred Magic Show.
Bring in the mystical and sacred for healing, airing every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You too can have your health and life challenges melt away.
Join now and feel your heart open up to the answers to your most important questions.
Here's a quick tip from Jason and Patricia at the Ecosystem Approach Show. We're going to help you feel better now. To feel better now, we're going to show you how to activate life force. This is the energy that creates life and is the ultimate feel-good energy.
Here we go. Follow along. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force. Imagine life force filling up your body. We picture golden white light. And take a breath and imagine, starting with your heart, this golden white light filling you up and making you feel warm and tingly all over.
If you want to know more, watch the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia Mondays at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. In every show, we teach you how to apply energy techniques to everyday life in ways that is practical and useful. See you Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
We'll be right back. Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about how to deal with blame in our lives, whether we do it to ourselves or when we blame, and when the blame is being directed at you.
You know, and Patricia, I wanted to talk about something we didn't get to in the last segment.
Okay.
Which is, you know, when couples, we've seen this over and over again, couples just kind of throw this blame at each other.
Right.
As
we've been taught by our parents, by the way.
Well, and as marriage gets more difficult, there's money, there's kids, there's...
Correct. There's life.
There's life. There's work challenges. You know, yeah. There's sickness and illness. Right. You know, what couples start to do is throw it at each other.
And blame in with the essence of blame.
Yes.
Okay.
And what we determined, you know, in our relationship at some point, and I remember, yeah. I don't remember the exact time, maybe you do, but we came together and said, okay, see it.
Yes.
We could see it that when we get angry with each other, it's not us.
Right.
It's not me being angry, Jason being angry at Patricia. It's negative energy that's getting in the middle of us, or negative energy from our past that's coming out and trying to, instead of being removed.
Correct.
It's being
fired up.
Yes.
It's being enhanced with negative energy.
Yes.
That we're throwing at each other. But here's the thing that we saw, and I do remember this. With a little clarity anyway, when we discovered that we saw that there was negative energy in between us, what we saw is we were using our parents' process of how they dealt with each other.
Yes.
And we realized that wasn't either one of us, and it wasn't going to work for us.
And it was really negative. It was really, really bad energy. Yeah. It wasn't positive energy. Yes. It was bad energy.
Okay.
And so what we started to do is, instead of going at each other,
yeah,
let's identify the energy.
And we started clearing it. And by the way, we have ended up laughing at it to the point of we've had so much fun doing that, because first off, we love to laugh. And but it's not only having fun, but it's enlightening to see what we've been able to do with this.
Well, it is. And people say to us all the time, I mean, they don't understand. I mean, we don't look like we're a couple that's been together for over 20 years.
Exactly.
You know, we look like we're newlyweds or something.
Yeah.
You know.
And I've had people say, you really like him, don't you? Like him? I not only like him, I love him.
Well, and
that kind of thing.
And that becomes possible.
It does.
When you start going after the root cause, as opposed to, you know,
throwing the blame,
just recycling your parents' story or your parents' methodology, which usually isn't a good one, by the way, you know,
right.
And sometimes it is, but nine times out of 10, it isn't.
Correct.
And
correct.
So,
and you know, I want to just bring up a really big point about all this. Programming tells us how you think and how you're supposed to feel, and then use this programming logic about how you're supposed to deal with it. And
with blame.
With blame, which, you know, blame and shame and guilt and all those things. But the thing that we've seen is that when you look at what the root cause is, where did that energy come from? And why am I hanging on to this, him hanging on to that? Why? Because we've been programmed. We have no other choice.
Because
it's not true.
There's no other tools. We don't work with energy in our world. We work with strategies and techniques.
Correct.
Strategies and techniques do not change energy.
Right.
And some people are frustrated with the ecosystem approach because there's so much negative energy. It takes a while.
It becomes overwhelming.
Yes. It's okay. A process.
So here's another question for you. Is there one or two keys you know, in this area that can help identify the energy of blame to remove from not only life, but your life?
Well, there's two things that we've talked about.
Okay, very much.
When you understand your emotional story, and then you understand your Enneagram type.
Correct.
So when we came together and said, okay, it's not I'm mad at you and I'm not, you know, so what is it?
Right.
Then we start looking at, well, my emotional story says this and your emotional story says this.
Yes.
And then we said, oh my gosh, that's programmed energies in us that aren't true to us.
Exactly.
You know,
because those energies have no idea about, number one, our uniqueness of who we are.
Exactly. And this sounds really way out there because our world is so off right now. You know, it seems way out there, but so your emotional story is not what happened to you as a child. It's how you felt about it.
That's correct.
And how Patricia felt about being the scapegoat. But here's the other part. Okay. And we don't talk about this enough.
No.
We had a show about the Enneagram the other day, and it was pretty powerful. But what we said in that show was your Enneagram type is not authentic to who you are.
No.
Now, it can have similarities. And we look at your astrology natal chart as being more indicative of who you are authentically.
Correct.
But that's one of the things we started to see as we started clearing, not blaming each other, but starting to say, well, what's the energy that's going on
here?
Correct. And, you know, on the Enneagram, you're a four.
Yes.
Which is very emotional and very, you know.
I don't know what he means.
You know, very creative. Now, she is very creative.
Very much.
But that emotionality, the truth is that when you look at her astrology, it's very intellectual. It's much more intellectual than emotional.
Correct.
So why is all this emotion? Well, her Enneagram type does not represent who she is. So we've actually been clearing your four-ness.
We have.
You know, and that's really been really, really effective. Now, for me, I'm a six. You know, the fears and the worries and the insecurities, we've been clearing those indirectly.
And that's been very effective.
Right. And now sometimes, you know, she's able to see things with me that I rather not see. And this is one of the things that we have to say to people, okay?
Okay.
When you start to see the energy, it can be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, the truth is, I knew my dad was off. I knew he probably had a mental illness. He might have been schizophrenic. I don't know what it was. He was really off. And I knew he was possessive of my mother. But I never realized how it affected me to the detail that I do today and how it affected her, which I can see it in her behavior, even though she has dementia. She's functionally deaf. Yes.
Yeah.
You can still see it. And that's when we clear her and work with her, we're doing it very, very specifically. And frankly, that's why we've had so much success, not only with her health, but her ability to fit into our family, to work with us, even with dementia and being deaf. That's a really, you know, for most people, they throw up their hands or
they
put that person in a home or whatever.
Right.
You know, we've been able to deal with it now. It's still been stressful. It's still been difficult.
No, don't misunderstand. Exactly right.
You know,
exactly.
So, but here, if you use the ecosystem approach, you can start to see these energies.
Right.
We don't want to see, this is what I want to say.
Okay.
We don't want to see ghosts, entities. I call it, a lot of times there's a dark energy comes together and we call it a monster or an entity, you know, and we name it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to see things like that. We have this view of our parents or these views of our siblings, and we don't want to see any negative energy in them.
No, we don't.
But at times it's there.
Yeah.
Now, some people, it's just that they're a victim of that negative energy themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they've just completely abdicated to that negative energy and they become that negative energy. And it's up for you in each particular situation to understand which is which.
Yes, exactly.
But it's scary.
It really is. And so but the ecosystem approach really helps you with this because you can always get relief. Would be the way I would say it. You can always get relief by using the ecosystem approach from the things that Jason was just talking about. I'm talking about ghost entities, so forth. And here's a really major point. And then we're going to do the key points because we're going to then tell you how to do the removing of negative energy. But the really major point is we do not have to be victims. And see, I was taught I had to be a victim. And this one really took me a while. But the bottom line is I don't have to be a victim. I have the ability to choose how I deal with the negative energies that are in my life, that have been handed to me in my life, and that I believed were my responsibility. And I'm saying the same thing to you. Start using the ecosystem approach today.
She didn't. Choosing is the word that they use for programming, that I can choose this or I can choose that. Well, when there's negative energy, you've abdicated that choice at
that
some
is
point.
Correct. I agree.
So
I
you
agree.
Have to remove that negative energy.
That's correct.
And then who you are just comes, and you're not a victim authentically. Your essence is not a victim.
That's correct.
And for most of you out there right now, you're not a victim to your essence. Your essence is where your power is.
That's exactly right. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Programming tells you how to think and feel and use logic to deal with blame and the resulting shame. Mm-hmm. No. Using the ecosystem approach and uncovering your emotional story and knowing your Enneagram type is the key to overcoming blame. Mm-hmm. There is a natural prejudice about energy and seeing the energy manifestations to overcome blames, the entities and the ghosts.
Right.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to have confidence and courage in your essence to stand and remove that bad energy of blame.
Yes, exactly. So real fast, Jason, explain how we remove negative energy.
Basically, you can sit, stand, you can be walking, you can be laying down. Mm-hmm. Your posture is not important. What's important is when we say and to eliminate, you, in your mind's eye, in your imagination, gather that up in your body and blow it into the processor. I know Jacob's putting a picture of the processor up right now. If you don't know what it looks like, you can go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section. And if this idea about blame and personal responsibility says, oh my gosh, I've been doing it all wrong, I want to do it this way.
Right.
Go to our website right now, The Ecosystem Approach, and sign up for that free section.
And we'll talk about life force energy when we come back.
That sounds
Stay
good.
Stay tuned when we come back. We're going to help you start to remove the negative energy related to the blame in your life. This is The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you living life in full expression? Join me, Beth Wolf, on Life in Full Expression each Monday at noon Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn how to explore, elevate, expand, and live your best life, discover the seven dimensions of life blueprint of expression. Get ready to fully express, develop your limitless capacity, and experience amazement to become an igniter and inspire. Visit BethWolf.com to discover the dynamic coaching of Life in Full Expression.
Tune in to Reinventing You with me, Danielle Silverman, on the second and fourth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. In today's world of ever-constant evolution, the only career change that matters is when what you do matches who you are. On Reinventing You, you'll find concrete tools to help you embrace change and feel optimistic and inspired about your future. It's your vision, your life. Be passionate about it.
You can't just fix yourself on the outside and expect the inside to follow. Whether you're 5 or 85, healthy living can begin whenever you decide you want a better life. Tune into Keeping Up with Barbara Scheidegger every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn about implementing a daily routine and finding a balance to improve your life. Learn to live agelessly. Go to BarbaraScheidegger.com. That's Barbara, S-C-H-E-I-D-E-G-G-E-R.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day.
Learn how to lead a happier life on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We'll be right back.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to help you to start to remove the negative energy related to blame, guilt, and shame in your life. So, Jason, take it away.
Here we go. I direct all my resources and all dimensions to eliminate the barriers so I can see that blame always keeps you from overcoming the root cause of any situation, any difficulty, any challenge.
Yes.
Take a breath.
And throw it in that processor, everybody. I'm going to shorten it up just a little tiny bit. And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that using blame is common because it's not known how to remove bad, negative energy. Nice and easy. Take a breath. And blow it out.
And to eliminate the intense feelings of worry, anxiety, and stress I have, especially when I blame myself.
Mm-hmm.
Take a breath.
Throw it away. You don't need that energy anymore. And to eliminate any feelings of fear and hurt and shame that I have that comes from blaming myself. Guess what? Remove it right now. Pick it up from the tips of your toes. That blame and that pattern of blame, throw it away.
And to eliminate, I'm going to add one in here. So, okay. And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that that the negative energy attached to me was not something I did deserve it or that I requested or that I asked for.
Yes. There you go. Take a breath. You don't need to hold on to that. That's a responsibility you don't need. Throw it away.
We talk about evolved consciousness all the time.
Yes.
And that's to know that, hey, this is who I am.
Yes.
How did I get to be this way?
Yes.
And that consciousness is really helpful because now with the ecosystem approach, you have a tool to work with that. Yes. So you can get all that negative stuff that shouldn't be there.
I love that. So, and to eliminate, let me see where we are. The barrier so I can see that the negative energy is what causes havoc and I have the right to remove it right now. Take a breath. Blow it out.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that I have to take responsibility to remove the negative energy, not the behaviors that those negative energies cause.
There you go. Because by the way, when you start removing that negative energy, those behaviors,
They fall apart.
They fall apart. There's nothing that keeps them together anymore.
Yes.
It's really, for me, it's very fascinating. So, and to eliminate any feelings of fear and terror that I have damaged beyond repair.
That you are damaged.
That I am. No, I'm not. Anyway, I couldn't resist. That I am damaged beyond repair. When I can remove that damage, it's kind of fascinating. Take a breath.
A lot of people that have been sexually abused that have a huge trauma in their life
because of things like that.
Yes. They get hopeless, and hopelessness is just an energy that you can clear also.
Exactly.
It takes a while.
Yeah.
So, and to eliminate the barriers so I can see that my personal damage is an energy I can remove using the ecosystem approach.
Take a breath and blow it away. And to eliminate any resentment that I have that says I can't use blame to get revenge. Oh, this is huge. About someone who has hurt me and betrayed me. Nice and easy. Take a breath. But I'm going to add something. Take a breath. The truth is revenge just keeps that negative energy going. And by the way, it comes around and bites you in the backside. When you don't need it anymore.
Telling someone off who's betrayed you or hurt you.
Yes.
Doesn't change the energy either.
Nope, it doesn't.
So, you know,
take a breath. Throw it away. You don't need revenge. It's an energy.
And to eliminate the resistance I have to focusing on dark energy and removing it versus blaming someone or something.
Yes, very much. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that programming techniques for blame don't change the energy. Take a breath. Throw it away.
Oh, here's a big one. And to eliminate the barrier so I can see the dark energy, the entities, the ghosts, and other people's energy that are in my way. Take a breath.
Throw it away.
we see this all the time.
Yes, we do.
You know, my mother, I know she loves me. I know she loves us, but I see her energy getting in the way of us and blocking us to go forward. It's she, and I know there's no consciousness left.
I was going to say there's no intention there.
Yeah. Really. But it still does. So
All right.
That's hard to accept.
It and especially when it's your mom.
Yeah.
So, and to eliminate the barriers, the veils and illusions, so I can see that it will be uncomfortable for me to perceive the dark energies around me, because they can come from those who love me and are supposed to protect me. His mother's a great example of that. Nice and easy. Take a breath and blow it away.
And to eliminate the programming that creates delusion of personal responsibility. I never wanted or asked for this dark, evil energy.
Correct.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate, I'm going to add to that, any blame I have that I take on myself, because I'm the one who's holding that dark, evil energy.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? It's easy. Just throw it away. You don't need it. And then go ahead.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can use the ecosystem approach to take responsibility to remove the negative, dark, evil energy in my life.
Take a breath. This is a big one. And throw it away. Now, I didn't get a chance to talk about activating life force energy. Life force energy is the most powerful energy that any of us has access to. And this is what we use as our basis to help us remove negative energy and clean up our act, so to speak. I'll say it that way. And it goes like this. Follow along as we do it. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use this life force energy for all of the negative energy that's in my life right now, even if it's one section at a time, to get rid of it. The bottom line is I can start today, and I can start right here. Take a nice breath, pull in that energy, that life force energy, let it go all the way down your body to the tips of your toes. Stop it right there. Ask it to turn around right now. Turn around and come up your body right to your mouth, collecting negative energies that keep you stuck, blaming you. Throw it away. Jason?
And to activate life force so I can have hope to eliminate my sensitivity to blame from myself and from others.
I love that. Nice and easy. Pull that in. Let that life force energy go in and start healing you right now. Stop it at the tips of your toes and blow out any negative energy left over. And to activate life force so I can trust that removing dark negative energy in my life reduces the need to blame anyone or anything, including myself. Nice and easy. Pull it in and blow it out.
And to activate life force so that I can decide to focus on removing the dark energy in my life versus using blame.
Take a breath and blow it out. And last one, and to activate life force. And by the way, I do this one every single day because it just makes me feel good. I love this life force energy. So, and to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy, have clarity, awareness, and objectivity, have love, love of myself, laughter, and the ability to laugh with others, and also have compassion and the ability to see what negative energies are standing in my way, remove them, and activate life force in those, where those negative energies were in me, starting right now. Pull it in and blow out any negative energy left over. Easy, easy. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Well, this is an extension of what we're talking about today.
Oh, okay.
Which is shame and unworthiness.
Okay.
So you blame because you feel shame and unworthy.
Sure.
And this is going to be amazing. This is going to, we're going to more depth that we didn't, weren't able to go to today.
Okay. Okay.
So, and if this is really, connecting with you,
touching you.
You know, if you've been blaming yourself for years and years and years, you know, other people have been blaming you. Now's the time to overcome it. go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org, right, and sign up for the free section. There's content there. There's an article about the 80% that we talked about.
Yeah, really important article. Yeah.
You'll get weekly clearings in the email, and you can use those clearings. The more clearings you do, the more you can get rid of those energies of blame and shame.
Well, and you know what? I want to reverse that just one little bit, meaning when you blame yourself, that opens a door, opens a portal, so to speak, to allow others to blame you as well. Yeah. And that,
as well as more negative energy coming into you.
So I know we're going to talk about that. So
you have to sign up. Go sign up right now. Yes. TheEcosystemApproach.org.
I love that.
Be part of our community. Be part of, be connected.
Yes. Come and join us. And by the way, we always have fun. I guarantee you, we will make you laugh. We will definitely make you cry, but we also will give you information that you need. It's great.
Go to our website, which is theecosystemapproach.org also. And that's where we have the videos while you're there.
Facebook.
Yes, on Facebook. Okay, yeah. While you're there, please like us. We appreciate that. Any comments you want to make, you can do it there.
Right. And any suggestions for shows, we'd love to see those. So we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.